the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Well, hello there, and welcome to another absolutely fabulous Chubbs Gone Wild. This one is number 607, recorded on September 16th, 2025. Yes, we are a day late, but we have many, many dollars, so we're not a dollar short. Right?
I got money.
Exactly. We're good. All right. Next up. It is 87 degrees and, well, hazy, I guess, outside in Chubbland, where it is 45 days till Halloween and 1,100 days till Christmas. Wait a minute. I believe that's 101 days until Christmas and 100 days until Christmas. Amazing. Gosh, this is sneaking up on us. We wait all year long and then suddenly it just goes boom, right by. Hey, let's take a moment to center ourselves and have a wonderful moment of inspiration and affirmation. I am a decisive person. I follow through and support myself with love. Yeah, I don't know about decisive. It kind of takes me a minute to process, but we'll go with that anyway. I'm decisive when the moment comes, right? As are
sure.
You. As are you. All right. Well, let's talk about Patreon real quick, which offers support folks as a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, other things. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Universe, Scott, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to join our amazing lineup of patrons for as little as a dollar a month. And don't forget that if you join before October, we will include you in our Halloween fun that will be coming up not too long. All right. Let's talk about this day in history, shall we? Because there was a lot that happened on the September 16th, including people that were born on this day, Lauren Bacall, B.B. King, and Mark Anthony. Yeah, him too. Also, in 1620, the Mayflower departs England and comes to America, and we all know how that went. And it departed with about six of my relatives on it, but oh well. I couldn't stop them, you know? Okay. All right, it's also in 1810, the Mexican War of Independence began. In 1845, suspected Christian spy was murdered. And that was Phineas Wilcox, who was stabbed to death by fellow members of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Illinois because he was believed to be a Christian spy. That's kind of crazy, makes you look at Mormons in a whole different way. Also, in 1893, the settlers race to claim land in Oklahoma began. with the largest 100,000 people pouring into the Cherokee Strip of Oklahoma to claim valuable land and try to settle it. Also in 1908, William Durant creates General Motors. Yay! The Buick Motor Company head, William Crapo Grant Durant, spends $2,000 to incorporate General Motors into New Jersey. Also, in 1940, the United States imposes the draft, enacted by Congress in 1940 by wide margins of both houses, and the first peacetime draft in the history of the United States began. And that is just a sampling of what happened today throughout history. Right. Well, let's get into some holidays. See if we celebrate anything accidentally or otherwise. Starting with today is, my God, there's a lot today. Usually there's like five. This is Anne Bradstreet Day. Did you celebrate Anne Bradstreet today?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my stars and garters. Well, let's see. The first accomplished woman poet in the New World and was seen as one of the most important early American poets. Interesting. I did not, but that's neat to know. Today is National Collect Rocks Day. Did you have a pet rock?
You just celebrated her.
Oh, well, yay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Ugh.
It's National Collect Rocks Day. Did you ever have a pet rock?
I've had rocks before.
Yeah. My grandmother was a geology student, had a degree, like a minor in it or something. And so we have some big rocks of obsidian and stuff like that around that we managed to hold on to over the years. Other than that, no, I think my mom may have had a pet rock. Get Ready Day. I'm never ready. International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer. Okay. Mayflower Day. Did that. Mexican Independence Day. Happy about it. National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Do you like cinnamon raisin bread?
I do.
Yeah, me too. I don't really get it because it's kind of expensive here, but.
Well, and you only want one or two pieces of it, and then you got a
Yeah.
whole freaking loaf.
Right. Exactly. That's true. All right. National Day of Prayer and Remembrance for the Victims of Hurricane Katrina. Well, I don't know about prayer, but we certainly remember it. National Guacamole Day.
Was that for, is that because of Hispanic Independence Heritage Day?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I do know I love a good guacamole and haven't had a good one for a while.
Oh, how rude.
Oh
He's sitting
man.
right here.
He who?
Oh, and look, I like this picture.
Oh, I love that. We'll have that a little bit later. Yeah. Of course, if you look at that picture, it all looks like just the same guy with a slightly different
Well,
haircut.
that's what I was wondering. I was wondering, is this AI or is this, or
Yes,
the,
that is
they're all
AI generated.
brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, stock art is hard to find these days because of all of that. It's National IT Professionals Day. Well, I wouldn't call myself a professional, but I do some IT. All right, it's National Stay Away from Seattle Day. I have no idea why they would do that, but I'm doing it. National Tattoo Story Day. Tell us a story about your tattoo so we may celebrate.
We're talking about it later.
Oh, okay. Cool. National Voter Registration Day. I am registered. Step Family Day. Well, that was actually on Friday. Well, actually, I saw one of my step families yesterday, so that's cool. They're more of a family than my real family. All right. National Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day. Hopefully we escaped that. National Teenager Workout Day. No thanks.
Hey, that's against the law.
Well, I think 19's still a teenager, but still. National tra oh Trail of Tears Commemoration Day. That's a big one. That was horrible. Also, it's Working Parents Day, World Play-Doh Day, Wrinkled Raincoat Day, because that needed to be absorbed, absolved, observed, one of those words. And then, of course, that is pretty much what the day has brought. So there we go.
That was a lot.
I know. And also, we need to make sure that we celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month now more than ever. And we do that by honoring that. And I have a graphic that I made for one of my clients to remind myself to bring this up. And that's some yummy men right there, but they are also it's I swear it looks like the same guy.
Well, because it's AI.
Yeah.
They just, they turned it, they filmed it a little bit different, turned the head a little bit different, gave him a different color shirt. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. We have some birthdays to celebrate, including today's birthdays with Suki Nathaniel. We have comedian Emma Haney. And do. We did those. And then upcoming birthdays, we have one of our local bears, Mr. Rob. We also have one of our amazing actresses we worked with many times, Miss Tabitha. Also, Muhammad, Pixie, Scott, Catherine, Katie, John Steinkamp, who was the narrator for two of my books. Absolutely wonderful man. And we also have a Christian, Mr. Nico, who we have met at our podcasting conventions, and we have Megan and Jenny, who was my one of my journalism instructors, and we also have Jen. Happy birthday, everybody! Hope you have an absolutely amazing birthday. We don't have anything in our feed bag this time, so we can go right into Chubb Hugs, and we have a couple special. Well, we have at least one big special one. Want to send out a Chubb Hug to our friend Lawrence, who is taking care of himself today with a doctor's appointment, and that is wonderful. So Chubb Hugs to him. But also, one of our listeners, and he's been a listener of my podcasts, and that includes What We Do with Chubbs. That includes the other podcasts that I've done, Mr. Barry. And he also was known as Barry in Boston. And he was a pianist who traveled on cruise ships. And entertained quite a bit. Amazing guy, very fun, very loving. And sadly, he passed away at 61. It was quite unexpected. There's no more details, of course, but so we want to send him and everyone who was his friend, which I think is a number of our listeners, just a big chub hug for that.
When I first saw his picture, I thought it was Richie Valens, that famous
Oh,
old picture that they always show of him. And I don't have my glasses on, so that made it even look more like that.
No, I can definitely see that. How about you?
I want to send out Chubb Hugs to our transgender population that is being unfairly victimized, or not victimized. What's the word?
Misaligned.
Well, deliberately made to be the villain here, and that's
Maligned. That's the word.
makes me unhappy.
Yeah. Well, especially when we realize sometimes if I stop and I think about it, I realize just how many trans people I know.
Oh, me too.
And how many, and there's just nothing in them like this. Like what they're trying to paint them as these
Right,
cool,
yeah.
none of them, none of them. So it just, yeah, absolutely wonderful Chubb Hug. All right. Well, let's, I don't know, I'm kind of tired of talking about some news. So, hey, guess what? Guess what's coming to Netflix this week? If you are
News.
inclined,
They're going
yeah.
to do their own news now?
Yes. So coming to Netflix this week is the Spartacus series, the 18 year or 28 years later, the movie, it is coming there. Also, Karate Kid Legends, if you haven't seen that, it will be on Netflix. San Andreas, which is a fun watch. I watched it, of course, a long time ago, but it is going to be on Netflix soon. If you haven't watched the Maze Runner series, it's one of Tom's favorites, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
It's
If
not one of my favorites.
you were the one who was talking it up to me, so
I like the first one,
the
and then
first
they
one was the best one. The
and
second
then
one was
that last one
okay.
was ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, they tried so hard to make it into something, and it just flopped.
So when you said 28 years later,
Yeah, that's the new one.
okay.
Yeah.
Now I hear that the villain has a huge dick.
Ugh, I hadn't even heard that.
Visually, you can see he's got a huge dick. He's like a monster kind of guy. So I guess
Wow.
he doesn't have pants on or something.
I have no idea. I haven't watched any of the others. I keep getting warned off them because,
They're too scary.
viral, and I
Too
know that.
scary.
Yeah, one of our friends has an issue with fast moving zombies.
That's me.
Well, yeah, you, but Clint too.
Well, who doesn't have a problem with fast-moving zombies? That's what I mean.
Yeah,
That's why when you're
video
watching the
game.
original one, you're going, okay, even I could get away from the zombies. Even
Yeah.
I could do that. And that's without a car. I mean, I could just walking. I'm faster than they are, and I'm pretty slow. So that was good because then you thought, oh, okay, it's scary, but I could survive. These
Yeah.
fast-moving ones, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm dead.
All right. And also, is it Cake? The Halloween show, of Is It Cake? That will be on there too. So it's a little fun, good news. All right. Listener questions. Well, we didn't have anyone submit for this episode, but we do still have our questions. How long have you been together? And also share your pets with us, or at least like pictures or stories or things like that. And then don't forget that starting in October, we're going to be talking about our Halloween costumes, and we have some amazing submissions from that. So we'll start that in October. But get your stuff in. And then now we have some very sad celebrity deaths.
Well, honestly, I mean, it's sad that they have died, but all of them lived very long lives. So, first off, as Joyce Randolph, she's the only surviving member from the original Honeymooners, which was the Jackie Gleason Honeymooners. She
Yeah.
died at 99. I believe wasn't she also Betty Rubble?
I thought so.
I think she was the voice of Betty Rubble as well. We'll check into that. Now you had told me that Patricia Crowley, and it's funny because there were two Patricia Crowleys, but Pat Crowley, who just died at 91, I think she went with Pat more often because of the mixing up of the two actresses' names, I guess. Yeah, she if you saw Please Don't Eat the Daisies back in the 60s, the TV series, she was the lead. And what was interesting is I went in and looked, and you think, because so many people, it's like you go, Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island, but she had a lot of things she did. Patricia Crowley had over 150 credits, so Please Don't Eat the Daisies was not her only one. And then we had Robert Redford. He died at 89, actually this morning. Famously known for Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, All the President's Men. He won the Oscar for directing Ordinary People. And he was a founder of the Sundance Film Institute. So, and a close personal friend of mine. We did a movie together. So,
That's true, you did. I
yeah.
thought of you when I saw that.
And then Marilyn Noelden. Sure. 99.
Nolden.
She was just four when she made her debut. She appeared in the first Imitation of Life. And Angels with Dirty Faces. She was in six different Best Picture nominees. She stopped making movies 85 years ago.
Yeah, so she like stopped when she was like 19 or something, but she was still in six best pictures nominees. That's
Yeah,
incredible.
there's another story about somebody like that. And I'm trying to remember his last name. I know his first name was John. It was he was in five Best Picture nominees, and he died shortly after that. He was only ever in five movies, and all five were nominated for Best Picture. And he was engaged to Meryl Streep. Yeah, and yeah, so I always find those kind of stats interesting.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Okay, so two quick things. One, Joyce Randolph was the inspiration. Her character, Trixie, was the inspiration for Betty Rubble, but
Oh, okay.
did not voice her. And then also something I found interesting about Robert Redford, before he became Hollywood's Golden Boy, of course, he launched his career with a role in the 1965's Inside Davy Clover. It was
Well, he didn't launch his career.
it says that his career was launched by a
Oh,
groundbreaking role in
okay.
a
Fair
film.
enough. Yeah.
And then he was only 29. The character was Wade Lewis, and he was a closeted actor who abandons Natalie Wood's character on their honeymoon because he can't resist a charming boy. And the performance actually earned him a Golden Globe, challenged the restrictive Hays Code era, portraying a queer character who wasn't punished for his sexuality. And though he did ask for the role to be softened from gay to bisexual, and he got upset because they, after the after they had filmed the they added a phone call that I guess the scene he wasn't actually in, but they faked his voice, you know how they do that, to a lover in New York, and he was not happy about that. But in, of course, in later years, he became like a staunch LGBTQ ally. So, even though he was a little, back then a little touchy about that role,
Well, it was 1960s, you know.
exactly, but
Now,
he came through for us in the end.
my favorite early role of his was actually in Twilight Zone, which was a few years before that Inside Daisy Clover. It was him and, shoot, I want to say it was Endura, but I don't think it is. I know she did a couple, but he played this man who comes to this door, and the woman would not let him in because she knew that the Grim Reaper was coming for her. She just knew he was. But then when she saw how beautiful he was, she let him in, and he was the Grim Reaper. It was a cool episode, though. It was so cool because you see all these scary people passing by her door, and then here comes Robert Redford, who was the Brad Pitt of his era, and just I'm opening the door, so but that was a really cool episode. So yeah, he did a lot. Jane Fonda was one of his co-stars, and also Barbra Streisand did a couple, things with him. So,
Right. Gladys Cooper was the one.
okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Endura was in the one with the little spaceship, and so she's thinking, "Oh my God, we're being invaded!" And she kills everybody in the spaceship, and then reads the side of the ship, and it said, "U.S." U.S. Made in America, USA or something on it, and she's like, "Oh my God!" So they had just come back. She was the bad one, not the people in the spaceship. They were so cool in those days, so cool.
Yeah,
And
the invaders, those that name.
yeah. Okay, so this week on Big Brother, we had Will and Ashley left on the block after the Blockbuster contest, and Will ended up going to the jury. And it was weird because we're thinking it has to be Ashley. Ashley was going to have to go. Nope. They sent Will, and Will was he was a fl granted he was a floater, but he was well liked by everybody. But then we're down to like the last few people, so you got to start getting rid of everybody. Let's see, Project Runway. It was regular people. They brought in non-models for these to be their clients. Contestants' clients, and the two people who just did not like what their clients wanted them to do did what they wanted to do, and they ended up in the bottom. And at the very end, Heidi goes, "And you're both eliminated." And it was like, "What?" And then it goes, "To be continued." And it's like, "Fucking bitch, leave us hanging over the week." But so that was very exciting. Let's see. Ta-ta-ta. Eye of the Storm, which is all about the tornadoes or hurricanes or earthquakes. This was December 2023, Clarksville, Tennessee. And it's just some of the footage that these people have acquired are it's just fascinating watching the storms. Like this thing passes over a gun shop in a little strip mall, and you can see the door blows open and everything flies around in the place. The roof just pulls off. It's
Crazy.
really cool. I love that. No, South Park this week. The Great Food Truck Race, the finale was we just watched last night, and it was between the noodle people and the Pakistani guys, and the Pakistani guys won, which is cool because they were cute. Alien Earth, did you watch this week's episode?
No, I don't have access currently.
Well, they're fucked. Let's just say that. Well, it happened. Nothing was going on in the episode, and then at the very end, three characters were killed.
Oh,
I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. Okay, well, that
wow.
turned that episode around.
Yeah.
And okay, let's see. Harry Potter, we finished now. The Half-Blood Prince, and they over on Peacock, like I said, they've been adding an extra little scene here and there, and it really is kind of fun because we both look at each other like, "Was that in the original? Is that that's a new scene? That's got to be a new scene. I don't remember that." So yeah, that was fun.
Nice.
So we only have the two long ass ones left. Then the Great British Baking Show this week was Biscuit Week, and the last thing was they had to build a structure that meant something to them as a child, and the one girl that was you were like writing her, calling her an Uber, you were so sure she was leaving, brings out this amazing showstopper, and it's like, okay, it's not her anymore. So
Wow.
that was fun. Tom Weasley ended up winning the thing, so the week, which was fun for him.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bewitched. Okay, I've been watching Bewitched over on Hulu. They've
Which season?
all of them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Go for
They
it.
just brought it back. They since it was on film, they were able to clean them up. They look great. But the thing that I'm seeing is that this isn't very funny. I'm watching it. Endura's not a total bitch, and Samantha is like she makes friends with one of the boys in on the
Oh,
street
yeah.
because his mother, played by June Lockhart, was
He's
too and
neurotic.
she played that role right before she got lost in space. And so it was like, okay, well, this is interesting. And I realized what's wrong with it. It's not gay yet. It hasn't camped up. I mean, the campiest thing we have is the lady next door.
Gladys.
Well, yeah, she's the only thing that's even close to being hilarious. And what they do to her, but other than that, Larry just comes in and goes, "Oh, we need that account." Ah, ha, ha. And it's like, "Oh, okay, this
I'll
is
tell you one of the things that I love the first season, which is what you're on right now,
right."
yes. I love a lot of it, but they spent they I think they were banking too much on the magic being what was interesting about the show, rather than, like you said, the developing the characters in camp. And Dora in the first season, she's more mean than she is funny.
Right.
And then the other th what was the other thing I was going to say about that? The other thing that really bothered me, especially throughout each season, it got worse, is how they were so okay with cheating on your wife. Like Larry and everything, when Larry would think that Darren was cheating on Samantha, there was only like one episode where he was like, "Oh, that's horrible because Samantha's such a good woman." And then after that, he's just like, he'd be like, "You old dog. Oh, you son
Well,
of a gun."
I remember that very well.
And it
But
just
then again,
bothered me.
here we're talking. It that was the people thought that was funny.
I just found it, especially newlywed types, because they'd only been married like a year or so, and I'm just like, that's so gross.
Oh, what I loved was the episode where he said, when she, he thought she was using magic to come up with the ad campaign,
Oh yeah.
and Samantha said to her, and Dora, he called me a liar, and I was like, this is a comedy, people, come on. So yeah, that was interesting. So it just needs we need some Paul in, and we need Endura to be just campy bitch that she always was. This was interesting. It only won three Emmys in its entire run, and that was for Gladys Kravitz, the first one. She died at before the Emmys and ended up winning the Emmy. That was also, I think his name was Lynn Asher. He was the director. He was a big director of that time period. And then Aunt Clara won Best Supporting Actress. Yeah, but you know who never won?
Any of the leads?
Well, yeah, I mean but
Elizabeth
I mean, how is
and Dora.
one of the, she's one of the best characters in television history,
Oh
and no Emmy? It seems odd.
yeah.
Just but then I think they probably thought, well, it's not that funny, number one, and they were always giving it to Mary Tyler Moore every time they could possibly give her one, just the time, I don't know why they didn't like it. I mean, they got a lot of nominations,
Yeah, I mean, it was
so
a very successful show.
right.
And especially when they went to color. But I love that first season, but yeah, they really banked way more on the magic than the fun. So wait till you get to Billy Mummy at Christmas.
Let's see, unknown number, which I told you about. This is the high school catfishing show
Okay.
that I watched it, and it's either Netflix or no, I'm pretty sure it's HBO Max, because I thought you still had HBO Max. And when I said, "Oh, you got to
Yeah,
watch
I
this,"
did, but
and
not.
okay, so I'm thinking, okay, this is gonna, I was thinking it was actually going to be something dirty, like either dirty or extra mean,
Right.
Mean Girls, and it turns out that these two 13-year-olds, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, and they start getting these texts, and they start out like, your boyfriend doesn't even like you. I don't even know. Of course, why should he? You're ugly. So it's just mean things. And then the boy would get him, and they would say, why are you out with that girl? She's so awful. And then it progressed to, your boyfriend's sleeping with me, and he had his hand in my pussy, and shit like that. And then it goes to, this is over like 18 months. And then
Wow.
it goes to, you should just kill yourself.
Of
You're a
course,
terrible
for
person.
sure.
Nobody likes you. If you were dead, nobody would even notice. And I'm not going to give away anything, because I want people to watch this because
Okay.
it's so good. But I will tell you that when they disclose, when everything is said and done, I was standing up, pacing, yelling at the TV.
Really?
Oh my God, it was so shocking.
Wow.
So
Okay. I'll have to give that a check then.
yeah, it was so good. Unknown caller.
Okay.
And then unknown number, I'm sorry. Then we have oh, okay. Hulu's been pissing me off lately. Okay. Well, actually, Apple TV and Hulu, sometimes Paramount Plus. Oh, and actually Netflix just did it. Where for I you know the thing was, it was great because they notified you when your show came back. Remember
Oh
those
yeah,
days? Okay. So we were watching MasterChef because Tiffany was the new one of the new judges.
Okay.
And so we were excited for her because she was working, in Food Network, and then this is her big break on the networks. We watch a couple episodes, and then all of a sudden I keep getting notified, oh, look, your next episode of MasterChef Junior is available. And I'm like, I'm not watching MasterChef Junior. So I kept deleting it, delete it from my page, and then would be back again. And I'm thinking, okay, Sean's doing this. He's gaslighting me. He's got to be doing this. So he's not, he goes, no. So I did it. I cleared the page on my iPad, came back, and it was back. So I knew it was Hulu. So then I'm thinking, and I've forgotten all about watching MasterChef Duos, with the new ones. And then I thought, I wonder, why haven't I seen any new episodes of that? So I go there and I look, and there's like eight episodes I've missed.
Wow.
Because and then and once I watched one of those episodes, MasterChef Junior was gone, and now it was the right one. So they just,
They're fucking it up.
fucked me up, and with misinformation. On Hulu, no, Apple TV, we were watching Foundation, and every time we came back to Foundation, it's like, did we watch that episode? And then we'd start watching the episode, and like 10 minutes in, yeah, we watched this episode. And we go to the next one. Oh, yeah, we watched that, because it wouldn't tell us we had watched the episodes. So that pissed me off. And then Sean goes, well, do we really even need to watch any more episodes? And I was like, thank God. Yeah, let's get rid of this one. So yeah, it was, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just, I depend on these things. Like, the food, the British baking show came back, and it didn't tell me. I knew it was back, so I went looking for it.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't gone look, or if I didn't know it was coming out, I'd be still sitting here going, oh, I didn't even know it was on.
Yeah, the one of the things I have had an issue with Fandango lately is I'm watching through the Doctor Who series, and it is saving, like, every time I don't finish all the way out an episode, it is saving it and asking me if I want. So I've got like five or six different Doctor Who episodes that I've finished, moved on from, but because there's like 30 seconds of it left, it's keeping it there, asking me if I want to continue it.
Yeah, HBO Max does that to me
Yeah.
all the time. So what I always do, like if I'm watching John Oliver, as soon as he's going, thank you, good night, I speed it to the end
Yes.
and then
Yep.
wait for it to stop, and then I go back and then it's clearing itself.
Yep.
Ugh. So Peacemaker on HBO Max is back. It's been a little slow to start. They've been picking up a little bit. Well, we're finally figuring out what the story arc is, so that helped too. But the first few episodes were like sleepy. And then the Emmys were this week,
Yeah.
and I was very happy with the turnout.
A lot of gay representation, or I
Yeah,
should say queer
Well,
representation.
the limited series ended up being Adolescence, which is that show that was on Netflix. Four episodes about a child murder
Wow.
where one kid, a teen, well, one, he's like a 13-year-old who's is they say killed this other 13-year-old, this girl. And the entire series is filmed each of the four episodes is one continual shot.
Wow.
N not to mention the show's fucking good. And the kid who won supporting actor,
Yeah.
he's the murderer. He was just stone cold in the show. I mean, it was just no concept of murder or what he had done. And he played it very well. But so that was good. I was really glad. The father also won.
Good.
The guy who played the father, obviously,
Yeah.
he won. And then he was also the writer and the producer. So he ended up with three Emmys for the night. The
Nice.
dad did. And then this other show, best drama, was The Pitt, which I had been talking about for since it came on with Noah Wiley, and he and Noah Wiley ended up winning. The woman who played the charge nurse ended up winning, and it ended up winning best drama. And it's like when you watch the show, because it takes place, each episode's an hour, and each episode represents an hour of the day.
Right.
So the particular day, they got there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the shift ended at this time, so it's a full 12, 13 hours that they're filming. So that means that everything has to be exactly the same when you go from show to show, episode to episode to episode.
Right.
Continuity is terribly important. So, and then the studio, which is Seth Rogen's series over on Apple TV, just
Yes.
to start up, it ended up winning best comedy, and he ended up winning best he's producer, director, writer, and best actor, so he ended up with four. So you thought the adolescent
Wow.
guy, wow, look at that, he's got three. Oh, well, Seth Rogen's got four. So but that was, and it was kind of nice because Seth Rogen's been around a
Long
long time
time, yeah.
and never gotten anything. He's gotten a few nominations before, but mostly for producing, because he's the producer of The Boys,
Right.
and he did that Pamela Anderson show back a
Oh,
couple of years ago. Was
yeah.
it Pam and Jimmy, what was this guy's
Tommy.
name? Yes, Tommy
Tommy,
and
yeah,
Pam.
whatever.
So he was the producer there. So it was just nice seeing that happen. So the Emmys were, like I said, were really good. They to get the people to calm down their speeches. I don't know if you've heard, but they had the host said, "I'm putting up $100,000, but every time you go, every second you go over in your acceptance speech, you get 45 free, but on that 46 second, we take off $1,000."
Wow.
And so they were doing that all through the show, and they came. So I can't remember who it was, but they come back and they go, "Well, that was a very expensive last hooray for me, because that cost the Boys and Girls Club of America $20,000. But you know, hopefully we'll make it up, because if they were less than 45 seconds, they added for every second. So if it was
Oh.
5 seconds, they'd add $40,000 more." So it was fun. It was just this fun and silly thing to do. They
Yeah.
ended up giving like $300,000 to the Boys Club of America. So
That's pretty awesome, actually.
yeah. So
Yeah.
it was a fun thing to try. I wouldn't do it again, but yeah. And that's pretty much it for my week.
Sweet. All right. Well, my week was somewhat short when it came to watching stuff because I had some projects that I was working on. So, yeah, I'm just thankfully my stepmother got home from the hospital and is doing pretty good. And what else? Anything? Yeah, not so much, but movie wise, I did get to watch a couple movies, starting with How It Ends, and all these movies are on Netflix that I'm going to talk about, by the way. And so, How It
Netflix?
Ends, yes,
Okay.
subbed to Netflix so I could knock out a few shows that I wanted to watch. And this one is How It Ends, and it stars Theo James and Forest Whitaker. And I swear, lately, every Forest Whitaker movie I watch, he dies in it. No exception here, but the story is about a man, Theo James, who fights through an unfolding apocalypse in a desperate attempt to return to his pregnant wife, who is thousands of miles away. And of course, this was a fine. You know, when you have that scale of like 1 to 5, this was a 3. It's just like it's fine. And of course, Theo James is just such a gorgeous man. So thankfully, they made him take off his shirt a couple times.
Ew, leave the
But
shirt on.
no, he's nice. Although it'd be nice if he had a little more hair, but that's just my personal preference. But anyway, so yeah, he basically has to go. He goes to see her father, and then this thing happens, which knocks out the electricity all over the world, basically, or at least throughout the United States. But it actually is something that happened on the Pacific coast. They're on the East Coast, and they fight their way through 2,000 miles of getting there with everything messed up. They meet some interesting characters on the way. And basically, most everybody that they meet is a jackass or an asshole or has to be shot. They have to shoot their way out of things. And thankfully, Forrest Whitaker is like an old army person, so he knows how to, do all that stuff. We never really find out what happened. It ends with him finding his wife. And oh, spoiler, it's an older movie. Anyway, finds his wife, and then they flee, and then shit keeps happening, and they just leave it at that. So you don't really know whatever ha you don't know what happened. You don't know what's happening. It's just all a mess. So in that respect, plot wise, character wise, really good. But the whole movie overall is just fine. Then I watched White House Down with Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx. And I've always put off watching this movie. I think it was from like 2017 or something like that, or 2013. I just always put it off because movies like that are always yawn. But actually, I was surprised that this was not yawn. It was actually really good. And it had a lot of humor in it, which, I guess Jamie Foxx, I should have figured that it would have some humor. Good character development. Really just fun action movie. So good job. And then I watched The Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, which you said was one of your favorite, or you really liked it.
I really liked it.
Yeah. I didn't. I loved the concept. I thought he did a great job in it. It was one of the first roles that I watched of him for a while that I was like, oh, well, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's a fun concept, good action movie. But it's one of those that has the aliens where they're just like big, legs everywhere and bleh, like just somebody scribbled out a big blob and said, here, make this into an alien. So, yeah. But yeah, I would watch it if I, wanted to. Then I watched 2012's Total Recall. So it's the, of course, not Schwarzenegger's version. It is Colin Farrell's version. And the best thing about the film was Colin Farrell, who was quite yummy to watch in this. And thankfully they had him shirtless through a good portion
Boo.
of the first part of it. Whatever, you like it. The world building was really interesting, the way that they, but it was not necessarily like they tried to make it all futuristic and stuff, but you're like, logically, how would that building even stand up?
It sucked.
Oh, not, yeah, it was not. I would put it a 2 out of 5, for all of that.
Well, that's the perfect example of a movie where it really didn't need a remake, and they made a remake to prove that it really didn't need a remake,
Yeah,
so.
kind of. The best thing about it was actually Colin Farrell, and not just because he was looking really good in the film. He did good, but that doesn't make it a great movie. And very one note bad guy characters. So, and you never really find out what's going on. So, was he in the thing? Was he not? Who knows? Who cares? And then I watched, of course, some more Doctor Who. I'm getting close to the end of season 4 with Donna. It's just really good. And when I watch these earlier series of it and see how good the plots are and how well developed the characters are and how much you connect with the Doctor. And then I compare it to the later seasons where they just seem to be throwing everything in, and you're just supposed to already like people that you just get introduced to, and you don't, whatever, who are they? I don't know. So I don't even remember half of the companions and stuff in the later ones, towards the earlier ones are so good. So, but yeah, I will finish that out. Probably this week. All right. Let's get into some advice. Well, actually, what would you do? At a busy coffee shop, someone blatantly cuts in front of you in line. Everyone notices, but no one speaks up. Do you say something firmly, let it slide to avoid conflict, or joke about it to diffuse tension?
I would probably do nothing.
You?
Oh yeah. Have you heard? Okay, on the news this week, a guy was walking with his daughter. Somebody, kind of, well, they were across the street. The guy almost hits them. So the father's like yelling at him. The guy stopped the car, came out, stabbed him to death, and got back in his car and drove away. Yeah,
Oh
I'm
my
not saying
God.
anything anymore.
Shit. No, I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Don't need to.
It's like this tension right now in this country says it's okay to do whatever you fucking want to. So if you want to cut in line, first of all, I'm not going to be at a coffee shop anyway, but I, you know.
Right. Oh, he froze.
Yeah,
There
I norm a year ago I would have kicked his ass out of the building.
Yeah, I was gonna
But
say you would, I would imagine you'd be one of the first, you'd just be like, excuse me, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Well, you probably wouldn't have said fuck, but or you would have said something like, there's a line, something like that. I wouldn't have, I would have just made a joke out of it, like to others, like, well, I guess somebody's in a hurry. And
and
been
then
passive. I would have been passive aggressive about it.
they stab you.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't have been all that. Now I have been in line with people that do get like really shitty toward people.
Oh yeah, I have too.
And usually they're the ones that end up looking more like the asshole because of their behavior, because they go over the top with their reaction. Like there was one in Christmas, during Christmas, there was somebody that came up in line thinking that that was the end of the line because it the line split in two. And so they didn't know. And the person in front of me just laid into them because they didn't go the back of the line. And it was the person was so embarrassed. And like the rest of us are looking at them like, wow, you're the asshole here.
Well,
So,
it's a classic Karen. And
yeah. So.
it does sound exactly like the scene from Christmas Story. Excuse me, but the line starts here, ends here. It starts there.
Right.
Oh,
They're so
sorry.
mean
Sorry.
about it. It's like, okay, give them a chance to at least be like, it was an accident, and then you can be an a well. Not anymore. All right.
I'll
Love,
stab you.
yeah. Love it or hate it. Tattoos and piercings at any age.
Well, I'm not a big fan of unlimited piercings.
Well, yeah.
You know, I don't like lip and eyes and noses and ears are okay. That's fine. And occasionally a you know, Prince Albert. But otherwise, I don't personally, I don't care for them. And I and the person that has, you know, 25 on their head in some way or another, and then complains, I don't know why I can't get a job. Okay. And then tattooing, I mean, right now it's getting out of control. Now we've got three star major stars, singing stars that have facial tattoos.
Okay.
You know, and I think I'm not happy with that either. And but as far as whether they're old or not, or age-wise, doesn't matter. And don't get a tattoo just because I feel like getting a tattoo. Get a tattoo that means something to you, that has a story behind it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Personally, when I look at somebody that has certain tattoos or piercings or something like that, I may silently go, oof, but it's none of my business.
Well, no, I'm not gonna
No, I'm
yell at
not saying that
them.
you were saying that. You're not going to go up to them, but
Right.
I do kind of feel like, you know what, if that's what you need to do, go for it. But in turn, my internal dialogue is going to be like, girl, what the fuck were you thinking?
Well, and don't be surprised if people are intimidated by you
Oh, absolutely.
or they don't want to hire you. I mean,
Right.
even you know, 'cause like the nursing field, those people are so tattooed, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you know where they're not tattooed? Neck and
Anywhere
head.
visible. Yeah.
Neck, oh no, they're on their arms, their hands, that's fine.
Yeah. Huh.
Neck and head should be no-nos.
Yeah, it used to be. I don't know if it still is, but in most service industries and nursing industries, if you had piercings, you had to like either take them out or tape them up or band-aid them or something while you were doing your job.
Well, especially well, And with today's group, all you need is one yank. I don't know. But like I said, I love tattoos. If you can tell me why you got it or why you needed that tattoo, if it's got a good story behind it, I'm all for it. And really be careful about, doing things like putting a something like a tramp stamp that says, ready for lovin', with an arrow pointing down towards your ass. It's
Yeah,
like, oh my God,
long
it's
shirts for that.
yep, you're gonna need that. That's gonna be. Did you notice how pale Ed Sheeran is?
Ed Sheeran, who's that? I forgot.
The redheaded
Oh
in English.
Oh yes, Ed Sheeran. Actually,
Yeah, I was
he's
watching
quite English
his
Irish.
tiny desk concert.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but
Yeah,
I
and
love
it's just
those.
like, oh my God, he's so pale, so pale.
Sometimes that's hot.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
Hey,
I know who am I going to offend now? Come on, I'm
oh
sure.
no, I'm
Well,
just
no,
from
I've gone
my
after
perspective.
piercings, tattoos, and redheads, so we're.
It's all good. All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, why do you think so many grade school teachers are quitting their jobs? Because
What, you need one reason?
kids are assholes. No, because of the craziness of it. I
Yeah,
mean,
well, the kids are assholes, the parents are assholes, and
oh,
they don't
big
pay
time
you
too.
enough.
Right. And not only that, but the policies of the schools are getting worse and worse. I mean, you've got kids that are questioning themselves and asking questions and shit, and you can't say anything or you're gonna get fired. Anyway, it's a thankless,
It has become a
underpaid,
thankless
crappy
job.
job.
Yeah. Yeah, it really has.
And it's really sad because I remember growing up having some amazing grade school teachers.
I mean,
So.
just teachers, some of the most influential people to me growing up were teachers. And in those days they taught you to be kind and not to be a dick, and now that nowadays, if you even imply that their child is, you're going to get written up. If their child is a dick or their child is being mean to the other kids, well, that's not your job. Well, it kind of is my job. Not anymore,
And if you say one thing to a kid that they even perceive to be out of line, you're the asshole. Which reminds me that the English teacher or professor teacher or whatever is coming
Teacher.
back, will be
Yeah.
back soon.
It's
Yay.
I don't think it's next week. I think it's the week after, and it's on Hulu.
Yay. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know if you were selling your house, would you mind if potential buyers, looky-loos, filmed the inside of it and posted it to their personal Instagram? Yes, I would.
Well, if I had any, if the house was furnished, yes, I would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, as if, because if it's not furnished, it's probably on Zillow and a couple other things. So if more advertising, I guess that's fine, but I don't want, I mean, I actually had, when I was living in Los Angeles, I had people coming in and they were, during the day, the realtor would bring them in to look at the house, and I'd come home and I'm missing some CDs and movies, and it's like, yeah, I won't do that again. You want to check out my house? You can check out my house when it's empty.
And I mean, to be fair, if you're selling it and you got most of your stuff out, then maybe you've already got it. What do they call it? Where they It's a theater term, isn't it? Where they prep
Stage.
it to sell, stage it. Thank
Staged.
you.
Yeah.
You
And
know,
well,
that's one thing, but if it's where I'm
like I
still
said,
living
but
in it,
that'll be on
no.
Zillow. That'll be
Yeah.
on the website of the realtor.
Yeah.
When the realtor posts on Facebook, they're gonna say, "Oh, take a virtual tour," and that's fine.
Right.
But I don't want silly people thinking that it's okay to come in and film the inside of my house and then posting it on their website or their Facebook page or wherever.
Agreed. Okay. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you remember the first time you felt truly independent? Really? Have I ever? Don't know. No.
Well, I think mine would have been just at the end of the pandemic.
Okay.
Well, because I'd paid off my house, I was retiring, all was well.
Yeah, that's good. I guess felt somewhat the closest that I could get to is probably about 19 when we moved away from my grandmother, who always had us under her thumb. And when we finally moved away from her, it was just amazing that we could live on our own, do our own things, and not have to deal with constant drama. But that is as close to it. Other than that, I don't think I've ever really felt that. There's always been something. All right. Let's see. Let us move into I remember arcades.
Good. I don't like arcades. I
Yeah.
mean, that's what I remember about arcades. They're loud, they're pushy. I don't want to play video games. I just Sean and I were at an arcade in Las Vegas when they were playing softball, and I'm like, he goes, "Oh, look, we each get this much free coin to play at the arcade." And I went, "Look, now you've got twice as much." Because I just there's, I don't know. I've never, I yeah, I don't like games like that. And usually you're standing up, and like I said, there's somebody wants to play the game after you. Now you're feeling pushed. Yeah, no for me.
My arcade memories are I kind of liked Pac-Man, but and then my one other arcade memory was when it wasn't actually an arcade, it was they just had some games stuck in a room, and it was one of the Starfighter ones where you called, I think it was called Gorf or something like that. And I got so into it, and I had this habit of like knocking when I was trying to move the thing, of hitting, kicking my one of my legs with my other leg. And I actually got so intense that I kicked my other leg out and I fell on the ground. And that was a little intense. The only time that other time that I remember being in an arcade was after a class. And we were celebrating because there was an arcade like right at the end of our school. So the teacher took us over there to celebrate. And while I was in there, a man came up to me and handed me a card and said, "Give this to your parents. I think it will really help you." And so he left. And then I looked at the card and it was for a weight loss program. I was maybe 14. 13 or 14 at the time. So that made me feel like shit.
Come to think about it, I did like pinball machines a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
But usually the pinball machine was, there's like one or two, it was like at the bowling alley, or there was, it was, it was,
7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But it was the arcade that came with the, because when I think arcade, I think of the arcade that came with the video games, and
Right.
which did have they did have the old pinball machines, and they had the air hockey thing, and
Yeah.
but once again, when it's like, if I'm doing the pinball machine, it's me, and it's not, all that noise,
Yeah.
and because I was thinking when you said you threw your one leg out from your other leg, which was very, I
Very
certainly
clean.
no, I just wished I had video of that,
Yeah.
because I would post that to my Facebook page and tell Brian to give a look at it, and he would love it. But I know that. There are many a time where I got, when you tilt the video game or
Yeah.
the pinball machine, and then your ball just rolls down the center. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I'm awfully cheap too that way. I don't want to spend that kind of money,
Right.
because I mean, because they were quarters.
Yeah, my speaking of 7-Eleven, my cousin Christy and I one summer we would go over and play Street Fighter at 7-Eleven, and we got really good at it. We actually beat the game at one point and got like free game after that for a while. But yes, interesting memories to say the least. And you know what else is interesting? Mr. Moose wrote in for what's in your lunchbox. And he said, not so hungry, so just bought an appetizer portion of Vietnamese shrimp egg rolls or shrimp rolls. You know, I don't like that kind of wrap because it's very gelatiny and I just don't care for it, the texture. But the rest of it looks pretty good.
Yeah, what I don't like about it is, I like crispy egg
Yeah,
rolls,
me too.
and these look, I mean, they're beautiful when they bring, because they've got the leaves, and they when you they bring them out, they're like a showstopper.
Yeah,
But I want a crunch,
me
so
too.
that's,
Yeah.
and what's the dip? Did he say?
Nope.
That's intriguing though. It looks like,
A peanut soy or something.
yeah, something. Maybe you saw, you take a bite and put some into the egg roll, or you dip it. It could be a dipper. But the spoon makes me think that you're supposed to like take some and slap it in there, kind of like when you're eating a burrito and you put the hot sauce in.
Oh, yeah. All right, next up we have from Mr. Mark. Hi guys. Oh, well, actually, it's from Mr. Scott. Hi guys, Scott here. So we really did not have anything that good this week to report. Here's a flashback from about a year and a half ago when we went to a restaurant in San Francisco to Fisherman's Wharf, and just the other side of Fisherman's Wharf, a really good permanent food truck called Codfather's
Mother.
Fish, Codmother's Fish and Chips. They serve English style fish and chips. I had my favorite codfish and English chips. It reminded me of back home when I was a kid. We'd get fish and chips wrapped in newspaper then. Mark had a good bowl of clam chowder soup. We plan on going there again sometime in the future. I understand it is still there. So delicious. It is so hard to find authentic English fish and chips in this area. One of my favorite places to go is a place called A Touch of Britain. They make a really good fish and chips. It's in North Highlands on Watt Avenue. I think I've heard of that.
I love fish and chips. When we are in Hawaii, the majority of what I eat is fish and chips, because it's always, they give you good helpings of fish, and it's nicely coated. I love the Brit. I remember when I was in England, we were going, but we want some fish and chips. And they go, oh, then you go over to the and like whatever the name brand, the H&S fish and chips is, or, it's like,
Okay.
no, we want really authentic. Hey, to us, that's authentic. It's like, okay, well, that's sad. But I do love cod best. Usually when we go to Hawaii, it's a lot of mahi-mahi and whitefish, but it's cod is my favorite, so in fish and chips.
I have not had fish and chips in newspaper, and I really want to try it because there is something to newspaper with the print and the smell and everything that I think would really add to it. And of course, on all the old British sitcoms, it's always fish and chips and newspaper is a
Yeah,
big
that's, I
for the
mean,
lower class.
well, that's
But yeah.
because, it's greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
Of it.
I personally don't need the paper. I've had it in paper before. Yeah,
Okay.
they used to serve it that way even here in the States back in the
Oh.
60s and 70s. The It really wasn't newspaper, but they made it look like newspaper print.
Gotcha.
And but yeah, it's just romanticizing fish and chips. You don't need it.
Yeah. I have not had a really good fish and chips in a long time, and I know that Long John Silver is not authentic in any way, but you know what? The one over here actually is not that horrible.
Well, it's not over there.
Oh, did they change it? It's been like a year or more
No, it's
for
gone.
me. Oh, it is gone.
Yeah,
Okay.
the K Kentucky Fried Chicken, Long John Silver's has been removed. Well, the building's still there.
Now, I'm talking about the one that's like over, like up Florin area.
Oh,
Like
okay.
there was one last Long John
Oh no,
Silver.
that one's still there. It's across from
Okay.
Popeye's, and
Oh yeah, okay.
it's Florin. It's Stockton, just past Florin. And it's just as shitty as the rest of them.
Yeah, that's where I didn't like to sit there because everything seemed very sticky, but the food that I had from there actually was not that bad.
I remember going to the one by your house,
Yeah.
and I got it home, and the fish was so thin that when I bit into it, there was no fish.
And the fries were always stale in the
It obviously there was fish in there at one point. It's kind of like when you overcook, oh God, I'm trying to think of what that is. There's a thing where you overcook it, and if you get it too much, then whatever's inside leaks out, and then you get an inside that's hollow, and that's how the fish was. I don't know. It
Wow.
must. It had to be so thin that the frying process basically cremated it.
Yikes.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott. And those are some good pictures. I did your fish and chips made me hungry for them now.
Well, yeah. Now I want fish and chips.
Yes. All right. So make sure that you see those pictures of what's in your lunchbox over at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Also, check out the last posts from the last couple episodes where you can see some puppy pics and some of the what was the other thing that we did? No, the other okay. So you can see all of our pics that we talk about on our Facebook group. Anyway, also email us anything that you would like for all of this to chubsgunwild@gmail.com. Find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjet.com. Find my other projects at justkisstheguy.com. And find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgunwild. And don't forget,
And if you're watching us on YouTube, give us a like and subscribe. And then that way, you'll always know when we have a new podcast put up.
yes. Thank you all for tuning in and for listening and for supporting and participating. We love you. We appreciate you, and we will catch you next time.
And
Bye.
wait, and
Away.
as Julie always says at the end of Big Brother, love one another. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.